Thanks to you. We begin with results from yesterday's United Rugby Championship action. The Hollywoodbets Sharks put their best foot forward when they convincingly beat Munster 41-24 yesterday in their fifth game of the comp. In an earlier game, the Vodacom Bulls managed to edge out Benetton by 17-15. The Emirates Lions, fourth on the log, went down to log leaders Leinster 24-6. The DHL Stormers could not capitalise on their home ground advantage and went down 28-17 to the defending champions Glasgow Warriors in stifling heat in Stellenbosch. And then over to some football. SuperSport United coach Gavin Hunt believes his team did well against Soweto Giants Kaizer Chiefs in their 1-0 Betway Premiership win last night. Tashreeq Morris took his chance, succeeding deep in the first half to hand his side the 3 points. Hunt's side claimed revenge for their defeat in their Carling Knockout Cup loss against Amakhosi, which saw SuperSport dumped out of the comp. In the league, Matsantsansa are now ahead of Chiefs by 1 point at 8 on the log.
I thought we did enough. Played really well the first half. Second half, obviously, we let the game come to us. And in our situation, we just had to try and get a result. So that's what we did, and I thought we did well.
And then Manchester City have returned to the top of the Premier League table, even if temporarily, after a 1-0 victory against bottom side Southampton. But boss Pep Guardiola says he never underestimated opponents.
In the Premier League, every team can beat everyone. Yeah, that is the truth. So every game is a battle. It's so difficult. And the same. I'm not any regret, any complaint about my team. Because when the opponent is good, you have to accept it. And this is what happened.
And then Brentford came from 2-0 down to win 4-3 against Ipswich, while Wolves also managed to overturn a 2-goal deficit in their 2-all draw at Brighton. Both Everton and Aston Villa scored deep into stoppage time to rescue 1-all draws in their ties against Fulham and Bournemouth, respectively. Ending with cricket, Pakistan earned victory in their third and final test against England with an emphatic victory on day 3 by 9 wickets. England collapsed from 66 for 3 to 112 all out, setting the hosts a target of just 36. Pakistan spinner Noman Ali took 6 for 42 and compatriot Sajid Khan 4 for 69. It was England's lowest ever total in Pakistan. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports team. I'm Faida Crouch.